Good afternoon. I am looking forward to meet the EU defense ministers. I met 22 of them last week at the NATO defense ministerial meeting. And earlier today, a large number of EU member states announced that they are going to be part of the permanent structure cooperation, or the PESCO. I'm a firm believer of stronger European defense, so I welcome PESCO because I believe that can strengthen European defense, which is good for Europe, but also good for NATO. Stronger European defense has the potential to help us increase defense spending, provide new capabilities, and also to improve burden sharing within the alliance. So this is a way to strengthen the European pillar within NATO. I also welcome the fact that so many European leaders have highlighted or underlined the importance of that European defense has to be developed in a way which is not competing with NATO, but which is complementary to NATO. We don't need duplication, we don't need competition, but what we need is cooperation and European defense which is complementing NATO. Not least because non-EU NATO allies are vital to European security. We know that after Brexit, 80% of 80% of NATO's defense spending will come from non-EU allies, and three of the four battle groups which NATO has deployed to the eastern part of the alliance will be led by non-EU allies. So I think to make sure that we do this in a way where we complement each other, there are at least three things which are of great importance. One is that we need coherence when it comes to development of capabilities. We must avoid that the same nations have two sets of requirements for what kind of capabilities they should develop. Second, we need to be sure that forces and capabilities developed under PESCO are also available for NATO. And thirdly, we need the fullest possible involvement of non-EU NATO allies, EU NATO allies in the consultations and in the process, because we have to make sure that also they are as far as possible included in these discussions. Then I also welcome that we are making a lot of progress when it comes to NATO-EU cooperation. We are implementing the declaration and the 442 proposals we agreed last year. We are now looking on what more we can do, especially when it comes to fighting terrorism, working together, NATO-EU, in the fight against terrorism in countries like Afghanistan and Iraq. What we can do when it comes to women, peace and security, and also when it comes to military mobility, which is of great importance, our ability to move forces quickly across Europe. NATO has been working on this for several years, since 2014, addressing many of the bureaucratic legal hindrances for border crossing. But of course we need to do more, and we need also to address issues like infrastructure, means of transportation, and therefore I welcome close cooperation between NATO and the EU on military mobility. And I think this can be a flagship for NATO-EU cooperation, how to move forward on military mobility in Europe.
Are you aware of any Russian interference in Catalonia's independence referendum? Spanish ministers today have said that they believe Russia used social media to try and swing the referendum against Madrid.
So we have seen several reports about Russian attempts to interfere in domestic political processes in different countries. But I will not comment specifically on Catalonia. I will just leave that to the Spanish government to comment on that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.